Well, you know, I think with campaigns, timing is very important. So it could be that some of the candidates are going to come out with some signs or some maybe local advertising in the newspaper, or maybe some radio spots, something like that. And it's possible that maybe they're thinking, well, the voters are busy in the fall, and if they don't time it just quite right, if they get this stuff out too early, in a few weeks, by the time the election rolls around, even though early voting or absentee voting is sooner than that, if they get it out too soon, maybe voters will forget by election day. So, you know, it could be that some of them are holding back for that reason, thinking that they'll strategically get that advertising out maybe a week or so before the election. But on the other hand, it is true, too, that municipal elections and school board elections, sometimes that doesn't draw a lot of attention from the public. But then I guess I'd say the responsibility might be on the part of the candidates to try to drum up some of that interest from the voters.
Okay. And what about, of course, you know, campaign ads always cost some money. Would it be possible that some of these candidates are still trying to raise campaign funds?
I do think that's possible. You know, a lot of times people who volunteer to run for office maybe don't have deep pockets themselves, maybe don't have a lot of savings that they can dip into in order to do that. And I think asking for money for a lot of candidates is something that's kind of awkward, maybe doesn't come naturally to them. And, you know, sad to say, local elections, like city council, like school board, oftentimes people don't think about the not only the volunteering and the voting, but even something as basic as financing. Even though your money, your dollar, your vote, your voice, all of those things go much further at the local level than they do at the state level or the federal level. So, in other words, you get more bang for your buck when you're helping people out at the local level because the voter pool is so much smaller. So, that could be part of it, too, that the voters aren't even really thinking about that in terms of contributing to a candidate.
All right. Thanks very much. I've been visiting with political science professor from Dort College, Jeff Taylor.